We had our meeting after the meeting. We answered questions and overcame objections. Maybe we gave them the Your Wish, Your Next Move pack. They signed up as an affiliate or they signed up as a member. So they either signed up as an affiliate only for free or they signed up as a member. How do you start them right? The answer is it will be different based on the situation. So I'll give you how it's different. It's a scale. If a person joins as an affiliate and seems very, very, very skeptical and very unsure, they don't seem that excited about it. They're still just checking it out. They're almost still in the checking it out phase. Isn't that true? So there's a person over here that even though he signs up as an affiliate, he's really still in the I haven't made a decision yet phase. Then on this side of the scale, we have the person who, for some crazy reason, reviewed everything on the website, is 100% fired up, sees the potential, loves the whole concept of Your Wish Is Your Command, just loved it, loves the whole concept that we talked about in that program, loves the idea of the club, signs up as a club, $1,000, and just is full on and says, I just want to do this. I want to fully engage in the membership, and I really want to, you know, jump right into the affiliate program, and this guy is really excited. Not a lot of people will join at this level. You have to understand that when somebody joins as an affiliate or even as a member, they're closer to this side of the scale. Here's an error that most people make. They sign somebody up as an affiliate or a member, and they assume that they're on this side of the scale. And the first error you make when you start somebody right is you talk too much. And I'll expand it. You give them too much information. Why? Because you need to satisfy your own ego by impressing them with what you know and how much you know. And that blows the person out of the water. Notice this weekend, you've invested good, hard-earned money and time to be here. You're probably more serious than somebody who's not here in terms of wanting to build the affiliate program. Agreed? Okay. But I know something. I can't tell you that you have to do all these things. Notice I keep saying, I'm going to tell you what you should do to go 5-star and what will guarantee that you'll go 5-star. But I know it's too overwhelming for probably most of you. You're looking just going, I can't do all this. I don't want to spend all that time. That's a lot of work. So what do I keep saying? I keep telling you the truth. You don't have to do all this right now. You can start by doing just a little. Notice how I keep doing that throughout the weekend? Because I know that if I said you have to do all this, that a lot of you would mentally quit and never start at all. You'd say, well, I'll get started when I'm ready to make that huge, enormous commitment. Do you understand? So I won't start until I'm ready. You'll never start. The way that I can get some of you to make that big commitment to really full-on engaging in the process and in the building business-building techniques and action steps is to start you slow. If I'm your personal trainer, we're going into the gym, and I want you to work out for 3 hours a day, 6 days a week, we don't start there. I start slow, and I make you desirous for more. And after a period of time, you're going to be feeling so good and looking so good, you're going to be more motivated, and you're going to be pushing yourself even more. And all of a sudden, it happens. 6 months down the road, that person's in the gym for 3 hours a day, 6 days a week, and goes, you know something? I would never in a million years believe I would ever be in the gym 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you asked me that 6 months ago, I'd say, that's not me. I'm never going to do it. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it, never in a million years. And here I am doing it and loving it. I can't believe it.